Hello everyone, namaste. Lily here, the founder of Nature's Blessings. You can find me at natures-blessings.org or psychicspiritinyou.com. Today I'm going to talk about how to still your mind and what is the purpose to come from mind, to shift from mind to your heart. A lot of people ask me, Lily, what exactly do you mean by shifting from mind to heart, and what is the reason behind that and how I do it? And it's very simple, actually. It's just by meditating and by getting in touch with your feelings. Because we are mostly in our mind, we are literally bombarded with a lot of information. I mean, more than ever, and we feel pulled in different directions, actually tons of directions, and that can really create stress in the body, can affect our relationships, our finances in a negative way. And we'll still see a fast increase in technology, and information will be bombarding us even more. But it's really crucial to know what you really want and filter the information. I mean, don't get me wrong, information is just so cool. I mean, I love information and it's free. I mean, everything is out there and it's so exciting. But at the same time, it can really create a lot of stress if we don't focus on what we really want. And to focus on what we really want, we gotta ask our heart, we gotta ask our soul, what is it that we really, really want? And in order to do this, you have to still your mind. You have to calm yourself, to meditate. And meditation is a challenge for a lot of people. And number one excuse for not meditating is a busy life. And yes, it's a good excuse because it's true. I mean, yes, we are busy. We are all of us busy. It's a busy society. We are conditioned to be busy. But at the same time, we are disconnected from how we feel. And that gets us disconnected from the spirit. So my suggestion is to really take time and feel. And actually feel your body. Feel your feelings. Because we are mostly in the mind and we are too busy to feel. To feel how our heart feels. And how, you know, all emotions, how do we connect with our body? And because we are conditioned not to feel, we are hiding our feelings, that leads to depression. And yes, depression is a product of our busy life, our busy schedule. So as a society, we are conditioned when we are too tired to actually reach for coffee or reach for energy drinks, and when we are too active, too energized, and we want to relax, we reach for TV or for other kind of entertainment that we think that quiets our mind, but in fact is not. So that's why I really, really urge you to try to meditate in order to still the mind. But you might say, yeah, I know that. You can do it, but I cannot, right? And let me tell you this. The other day I had a lady that I work with, and she is actually deaf. She cannot hear. So it's pretty challenging for both of us. Our healing session was via Skype. So I would type and she would speak so I could hear. So we do some emotional clearing. We do some chakra cleansing. And she starts releasing, probably in a long, long time. And at some point, I ask her if she meditates. And she says, definitely no. Absolutely no, she cannot. She tried so many times and she cannot do it. Absolutely cannot do it. She says that her mind drives her crazy. And because she's deaf, she cannot really, she doesn't have access to guided meditations, right? And it's pretty interesting because I realized for the first time that, wow, I'm so blessed and I should be grateful for my hearing. I mean, really, Seriously, just think about, yeah. So what I did, I asked her to actually come from her mind to her body. And she asked me how. And I said, well, just come from your mind to your heart and physically touch your heart. And I asked her to slowly and very gently tap her heart center and then massage her heart center very gently in order to really feel the heart center, physically feel her body, in particular the heart center, which is located in the middle of the heart, in the middle of the chest, I'm sorry. And so here I am, I'm guiding her through more processes, but the more important thing, the most important thing is that she started crying and releasing, because probably for a long time she actually got in touch with her feelings. And the thing is not easy to get in touch with your feelings because it feels like it hurts. And it may be very painful, but this is also part of who you are. That's how you really get in touch with your spirit, with your soul, with your body, with your heart. So if you're listening, take the time right now and actually feel your heart center. Just gently massage your heart center and physically feel that part of the body because it exists, it's there. So that's the shift from the mind to your body, in particular the heart. So it's kind of like easy. And then, of course, you add some visualization. And I'm going to actually do a very short meditation with you about that. But this is the way you actually shift from your mind to your heart by feeling, by getting in touch with your feelings. And of course, it helps if you close the eyes because when you close the eyes, you go inward, you get in touch with your inner spirit. Where when you have your eyes open, you are out there in the world and you are mostly in your mind. So close your eyes. Of course, if you are driving or if you are operating any heavy machinery, please stop the car or stop whatever you're driving or whatever you're doing and just, stop, please. And then after that, you can close your eyes and get in touch with your heart, get in touch with your feelings, get in touch with yourself, and just be inward. Be, just be. That's all. Exist, be. So, assuming you are not doing anything else, just being present here, listening to my voice, I want you to find a comfortable position. With your spine straight, uncross your hands, uncross your fingers and your legs. And I want you to close your eyes and start breathing deeply in and out through your belly. With each inhale, you feel the belly expanding slightly. With each exhale, belly pulls in. So take a deep inhale in. Exhale it out. Again, deep breath in. Exhale, letting everything go away. Deep inhale in. Exhale it out. And then keep breathing. In and out. Now, a lot of you perceive information coming through your mind and associate your mind with your brain and your head. So, what I would like you to do is to visualize waves, ocean waves, washing away all the mental clutter. Just washing away. Visualize waves washing away all the tension and monkey mind and thoughts that do not serve you well. And then see those waves breaking right in the middle of your chest into your heart center, activating that beautiful heart, igniting that fire energy in your heart center. So keep visualizing waves washing away all the mental clutter. And then see the waves breaking into your heart center, activating the center of love, getting in touch with your feelings. Keep breathing in and out. Inhale, waves washing away. Exhale, activating the heart center. Again, inhale. Waves washing away all the mental clutter. Exhale, opening the heart. Inhale, exhale. Now very gentle, come out and then start moving your body slowly side to side, removing your hands from the heart, bringing some motions in your hands, your fingers, your legs, and very gently open the eyes and take a deep inhale and exhale it out again. So how was it? I hope it wasn't hard for you, especially when it's a guided meditation or a guided visualization, it's easier. So number one, be grateful for your hearing. Remember that lady, she didn't hear, so it was very hard for her, but you have the gift of hearing, so appreciate it, use it. Then start meditating. Start with 1 minute, and if you cannot do it for 1 minute, start with 30 seconds. And even if you cannot do 30 seconds, then you can do 20 seconds. Some people, their minds are really, really cluttered. So start with whatever you can and congratulate yourself after completing this. It's very important to congratulate and give it to yourself. Yeah, that's very important. Then start increasing 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 11 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever you feel you can do, whatever you can. Block time for this. It's very important to actually, you know, say it. I'm going to block time. And the most powerful time for meditating is in the morning with the sunrise. It's very powerful. So you say, oh, I'm too tired. Just wake up half an hour early and meditate. Just do it. Remember, it all starts with your intention and willingness to change. See, we are conditioned to resist our feelings, in particular men, and we all know it. Yeah, so women as well. So it's so important to actually get in touch with the feelings, with your heart, with your soul, with your body. And this is what the meditation does to you. And I hope you're going to do this visual ocean washing away all the mental clutter, all these crazy thoughts and all this monkey mind, freak mind that we all have to deal with, and then wash them away, and then see the waves breaking into your heart and really activating that that heart center that puts you in touch with your heart, that puts you in touch with your spirit. I hope you're going to use this meditation and hope you enjoy it and just start doing it. Remember, it's very challenging to start. But once you get in touch with that emotion, with that feeling, it's so beautiful because you feel like a human being, for God's sake. And it's just total bliss. It's so, so nice. Yeah, it's so beautiful. I love it. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, this is Lily, the founder of Nature's Blessings. So you can find me at natures-blessings.org, or the other site I have is psychicspiritinyou.com. Wishing you a beautiful, beautiful heart center activation, and also peace of mind. Namaste.